Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 261. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
Having a good night.
Yes, I was waiting. I was being very patient.
I was looking.
I didn't want to jump.
He was giving me some air.
Yeah.
I was giving him the signal.
We are having a good time. You're right, Nate.
How are you? Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Awesome.
Nice.
You always worry about us, and I always feel bad because sometimes, like, did we ask Todd back? You know.
You guys don't, but that's okay.
Half the time or more, we don't.
Hey, we got to keep this thing going.
Come on.
Forget about how Todd's doing.
It goes forward.
We got to get to the banner
and
the dad joke.
No sideways, no backwards.
That's why Nate does that, because he wants to get to the dad joke. Sooner the better, right?
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Lay it on me.
I get it.
Can we get a mini joke? No soup for you, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you the joke without the punchline. No, we are having a good time. It's recording night, man. Can't beat that with two sticks.
That's right.
Two sticks.
Oh, gosh. I cannot believe we are at 261.
That's pretty wild. Minis,
you know, because we were always like, you know, almost to 250, almost to 250. Now we're way past that.
Way past that.
By 11 past. Episodes.
By 11. You're right, Nate.
I can do that.
Yeah. Ooh. That's pretty good.
Impressive.
I mean, we're not that far away from 300 minis, but that's, you know.
Won't take long.
No, it doesn't.
Well into our fifth year now, too.
Yeah.
Look at that.
5 years and 4 months.
Man. We're all doing math. Woo.
Wow. Almost 5.5 years. All right. Well, we are having a good night. Hope the creepies are. Let's see here. What are we talking about?
This is Nate's pick, and it is Sweetwater Mansion. And if interested, please go out. Please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. Go outside. What the heck? What am I talking about?
I'm talking about
Sweetwater. I got
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater got
me. Speaking of that,
what you got?
One of our other foremen, he was with me last week, and he went to say something. He's like, forget it.
He's like, something's going on with my language center. Yeah. Oh, I know the feeling.
Oh, just couldn't get it out.
Just good.
Word salad, right?
Sweetwater Mansion. So do you have a foundation there?
I do. Okay. Sweetwater Mansion, also known as the Governor Robert Patton House, is a historic plantation home in Florence, Alabama, widely regarded as one of the state's most haunted locations.
No.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Built between 1828 and 1835. No, you do not. Just because it's your pick, right? Yeah. By General John Brahan. And completed by his son-in-law, Governor Robert M. Patton, the mansion features a unique mystery room. I got to see that.
Mystery room.
It is, in its basement that has no entrance and is only visible through an exterior window.
Oh.
Weird. Mystery room.
What are you doing there?
The magical mystery room is dying to take you away. I don't think
Florence, Alabama.
In all the talks and all the things we've heard, I don't think we've had a mystery room.
No, I don't think so.
We've had a mystery house, but not a mystery room.
No, we've talked about the mystery house in Winchester, but no mystery room. Okay, so
It has Alabama. A phantom casket. Did you guys see the phantom casket?
Well, if you want to start, let's get into it.
The phantom casket. A caretaker reportedly discovered a casket containing the body of a Confederate soldier believed to be one of the Patton sons who died in the war. When I saw a picture of it, I'm like, what the heck is that? So the phantom casket, I mean, it's probably in the mystery room, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm guessing.
That would stand to reason.
Huh.
So the state... once included 23 slave cabins, orchards, cotton fields, reflecting both prosperity and the harsh realities of slavery. The mansion's basement served as a Civil War hospital and a county jail, adding to the historical trauma that contributed to the haunted reputation.
This is a pretty historical place.
Yeah.
Let's see here. A little bit before, I know we've kind of started getting into the paranormal, but I did want to mention You were saying John, you know, Brahan, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. He was a veteran of the War of 1812 and owned more than 4,000 acres of land in eastern Lauderdale County, Alabama. That is just over 3,000 football fields, if you want to know.
Wow.
I want to know who figured that up. Like, I wonder how many football fields
it is. I don't know.
The 8-room home was built of bricks that were manufactured on the banks of Sweetwater Creek, which lay just below the house. Sweetwater Mansion got its name from this creek and was first occupied by Brahan's son-in-law, Robert Patton. As you said, was a post-Civil War governor of Alabama who completed the building the beautiful mansion in 1835. The home was later listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1976 due to its historic nature and important place in Alabama history. So there you go. A little history there for you.
I saw that it suffered a lot of neglect and vandalism over the decades.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't like that
either. I don't understand why.
Yeah, it said the mansion's isolation, overgrown fields, and family cemetery amplify the eerie atmosphere.
Oh, I bet.
The suffering endured by the enslaved individuals included whippings, family separations, and disease-related deaths. It is believed to contribute to the mansion's oppressive energy, with fleeting shadows and sorrowful sighs reported in certain areas. Combination of antebellum grandeur, Civil War history, and the mansion's use as a hospital and jail, like I said earlier, creates a layered environment for supernatural narratives.
I think it's interesting, you know, some of the places we talk about, like, oh no, there's no dark energy, but this one's got dark energy.
Yeah, seems like it.
Shadowy figures. Visitors frequently report seeing apparitions of soldiers, women in 19th century attire, and children laughing or playing in empty rooms. There's been poltergeist activities, doors locking on their own, unexplained footsteps, and objects moving without cause have been documented by several paranormal investigators. It has also been featured on TV shows like A&E's Paranormal State, the Travel Channel's Most Terrifying Places in America, and so on and so forth.
Right? Yeah. They're talking about doors are said to lock behind female visitors and staff members, leaving them afraid and unable to get out. It's believed that this could be the ghost of Billy playing tricks on women. Others believe he does it for more sinister purposes. One of the earliest caretakers, Miss Emmett Letty Regan, got locked in a room, which caused her to only be able to work and stay in a few of the rooms that she felt 100% comfortable in.
Mm-hmm. It says she only stayed in like two rooms due to the fear of the hauntings.
Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, some of the ghostly figures are women in period gowns, children laughing in empty rooms, and Civil War soldiers appearing outdoors. Poltergeist activity, furniture moving on its own, and objects like ceiling tiles being flung across the rooms.
Wow,
that's not nice.
So yeah, this is very active.
Yeah, it is.
They got residual hauntings of groans of wounded soldiers from the mansion Civil War hospital days.
Oh, I bet.
Intelligent apparitions that interact with the living, such as doors slamming to trap intruders, or whispers calling names from history.
It's kind of funny.
Winston Churchill.
They even have a Confederate, a man that's dressed in a Confederate uniform, patrolling the front outside area of the property. So there's a guy watching out.
So that secret
room. We got all kinds of apparitions and craziness here.
The secret room, it says, has no door and can only be accessed by, through a small interior window, which we said before. It is believed that two of the sons of the former owners were buried underneath the floor of the secret room. I'm wanting to know more and more about that secret room.
It's a secret.
I want to go just to see the secret room. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to see it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, true. No, I like this place. Sounds a little more, like we said, a little
says investigators.
A little darker, more sinister. Right?
Mm-hmm. Investigators have captured numerous photographs documenting strange anomalies. One photograph was that of a distinct shape of a Civil War soldier outdoors on the property one evening. During the taping of an episode of the show Paranormal State, investigators saw a door move by itself, and they also heard footsteps. A large piece of ceiling tile, like you said, also flung itself across the room. Yikes.
That would be wild. I mean, can you imagine?
Take that. It's like a discus.
That would hurt.
It's coming at you.
Did we mention about the staircase? No. Did you guys mention that? Mm-hmm. This just says, behind the creaking staircase rising to the second floor, which beckons you like a dare upon opening the front door, is a boarded up wall that leads to a cellar where legend has it a grieving Civil War mother kept her son's rotting corpse.
Ugh.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
It's like Psycho. Norman Bates.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right.
A kind of.
Yeah. I hope that's not true.
Not quite. Yeah.
It's creepy nonetheless.
It's not normal. No.
No.
It says the mansions, basement once served as a Civil War hospital and has also been a county jail, like we said. There are also rumors of someone who lived in one of the rooms upstairs who practiced dark magic.
That's where all the
stuff's coming from, the poltergeist stuff. But many believe this to be untrue. Well, I believe it to be true. And like you said, the mansion has also been listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. What did you say, 77?
Yep, 76.
76.
Mm-hmm.
Bicentennial year.
Yeah.
So yeah, one of the most enduring ghost stories surrounding Sweetwater Mansion originates with the death of Billy Patton.
Is that the little kid that I talked about?
One of the sons, yeah.
Yeah.
According to multiple reports... including from skeptics turn believers, a spectral figure has been seen in a mansion's parlor because that's where they had his wake.
Oh, yeah.
Eyewitnesses have stated that they've seen the apparition of a Confederate soldier lying in state or a faint figure pacing sorrowfully as if reliving the moment of his wake over and over.
Hmm. Can't quite move on.
Mm-mm.
Just kind of hanging around pacing. Hmm.
There's a lady in white.
No, stop, Nate.
Okay, I will. Many visitors have also reported seeing the apparition of a woman in white moving gracefully near windows or along the staircases. Descriptions of this entity remain... constant, a pale figure clothed in 1800s era attire who appears briefly before vanishing into, you guessed it,
thin air. No. You don't say.
Some believe it might be Amelia Patton, Robert's daughter, who lived a deeply sorrowful life in the mansion.
It's too bad. Yeah, that sounds like a dreary, sad.
Yeah. Story history. Speaking of, what do you think?
Why now? Say it again.
About the daughter.
Oh, she hung herself.
No. Stories speak of heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Possibly over the loss of a lover.
That's what I was ready to say. A
or
loss
a
of
child.
A boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Then they jump off the roof.
Either
right
hang themselves or they jump out the window.
Yep. Ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't say like if she's committed suicide or anything like that. But yeah, that's where the energy they believe is from is heartbreak.
Man, we've said that 100 times.
many times.
And I'm not making light of it because if it really did happen, it's sad. But it's just.
Yeah, I mean, heartbreak is a huge, huge energy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
leaves a lasting mark.
So. Yes, it does. I got a little story here from an investigative crew.
Ooh.
Leslie Ann Hyde and her investigative crew, they are at Southern Ghost Girls Tours, have recorded many paranormal activities inside and outside the house. Despite their overarching commitment to help maintain and preserve historic places such as Sweetwater Mansion, the caretakers of the creepy old house dropped money making tours because the property is too dangerous. However, they invited a ghost girls investigation with their assessment of the ghostly apparitions there. They are quoted as saying, "We have done two investigations there, one with a TV film crew from Truth or Legends in your hometown," said Hyde, who admits she does not care to visit the house again if she can help it. So much has happened in that house from the time you approached the front door outside, where my mom photographed orbs, which is balls of light energy, everywhere around the house, she said, to the staircase where many investigators, including our paranormal team, feel that there is a portal, to several rooms upstairs where women and children were said to have kept captive or have been kept captive, and a little boy died of snake bites.
Ooh.
Hyde said that the hauntings they were asked to investigate were specific to the little boy who said to be one of the spirits. And the other is Billy, whose name was William, said Hyde. The story about Billy has been passed along for well over 100 years, that his mother just could not let him go, so she kept his decomposing body in the cellar for a very long time.
It's always
that is
Tommy,
gross.
Timmy, or Billy, right? It's a little kids.
Yeah. So that one woman said she's not going back.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
That's what she does for, yeah.
Did you say anything about the ghostly children? Did you mention that?
Just
like laughing.
Did you hear them laughing and giggling?
That's what I was seeing. I don't know if that, did you read that section about it? There was this, it says the mansion has reportedly been home to the laughter of children, though no such young voices should exist within the walls today. Witnesses and tour guides alike report hearing tiny footsteps scampering across the hardwood floors upstairs, most frequently during the very hours when the house should be dead silent. Disembodied voices, ghostly giggles, and the sounds of toys moving have been recorded by both amateur and professional ghost hunting teams. These incidents are often centered around what used to be the children's quarters on the second floor. Could it be the residual energy of the past residents, or are these spectral kids attempting to connect with the living?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Who knows, right? That's kids are creepy, right? Dolls are creepy. All of the above.
Yeah. This Ghost Girls investigative team, they said that there was also, that was also where, on their first investigation of the house, the team heard the humming lady, sometimes called the singing lady. She was also heard again on the second visit with the film crew downstairs in the parlor. Hyde said, you could hear her as clear as day humming a perfectly happy tune. She said they sat down in a semicircle in the back bedroom, and the scariest thing they experienced was a loud, deep growl. It sounded like a freaking wolf about to come through the wall.
Jeez.
And several people from the film crew heard it, said Hyde. It was loud, and someone said, "What was that?" The team, who are devout Christians, shut down negative energy if it tries to come through. So that's crazy. A growl. That would be a little disturbing. A little
among the most regular encountered spirits at Sweetwater Mansion is thought to be that of Governor Patton himself.
Hmm.
Those whose presence is usually felt in his former study, where items allegedly move without reason, and where some visitors have claimed to feel watched by an invisible watcher. Another frequently mentioned spirit is a female figure thought to be Sally Patton, the governor's wife, whose ghost has been observed roaming about the main parlor and sometimes appearing to arrange flowers or straighten items as if still running her home. Encounters with what witnesses call the spirits of children, which we've talked about numerous times so far, whose laughter and running footsteps have been heard all over the house, especially in the upper bedrooms and the back stairway that would have been used by the housekeeping workers, are maybe most unsettling. Found to engage with toys or items left behind by investigators, these youthful beings have been found to move them quantifiable distances during nighttime investigations while no living human was present in those rooms.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like a lot, too.
Yeah, I'd like to check this place out. Even though
so
it'd be interesting.
We're going.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's creepy.
Where to say Florence, Alabama?
Florence, Alabama.
Let's see where or how far Florence, Alabama is.
I'm going to guess 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. Eight.
All
I'm
going to
go with, eight.
9 hours.
Nine?
Yeah. Six. Here it is. 6 hours, 52 minutes.
It must be just under seven. Must be north.
Just under 7 hours.
I was trying to do like midway because it takes us, 10 or 11 to get down to Fort Morgan.
There you go. Anything else on
How
Sweetwater?
About that?
Sweetwater?
I don't think so.
No.
We're going.
Had a lot of
I'd
stuff.
I'd love to go.
It's got a lot of good.
It's wild looking at the old pictures of it and what it looks like now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's it would be cool to visit. Even though that one investigator said she doesn't, she doesn't want to go back.
She ain't going back.
Nope.
No.
I like it. Anything else?
Nate's got a big yawn, baby.
Nope.
All right. Well, I think that covers Sweetwater Mansion.
That's right.
Nate, it's up to you to get us out of here.
Oh, Sweetwater. That's a wrap.
It's sweet.
And it's sweet.
It's water.
Oh, gosh. I never know what he's going to come up with.
But that's good.
Sweet water.
It's good enough, right? Forget Brent
Wood. That's right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 261 and our discussion on Sweetwater Mansion. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.